This story was written by Mia Begay over at Sherman Indiana High School when she was in the 10th grade. This story is about Raymond Leon Corral. When we talk about the history of the United States, we have veterans who fought and risked their lives for our protection. One of those people who protected us was Raymond Leon Corral. Raymond Leon Corral was born in Lordsburg, New Mexico on February 28, 1933. He was a Papago Indian descendant of the present-day Tohono O'odham Nation. Raymond was a Navy veteran that served in the Korean War, also known as the Forgotten War. Raymond had enlisted into the Navy in 1952 and followed the slogan, which was, "Join the Navy and see the world." He saw it as a secured place for him to be in the time of war. After he enlisted, he served in the Korean War. During the time of his enlistment, he served on the St. Paul, a light cruiser in a staff position for the commander of the Cruiser Division 1 in the Pacific, where he was assigned to run the Education and Information Office. He also served on the USS Bremerton and on the USS Leonard F. Mason, where he was promoted to Yeoman Second Class before he was honorably discharged in 1956. After he was discharged from the Navy, he returned home to Lordsburg, New Mexico. He used his GI Bill and attended Western New Mexico University, receiving his bachelor's degree in special education and industrial arts. Afterwards, he attended Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., and returned back to Western New Mexico, where he received his master's degree in education after completing postgraduate work at San Diego State University, California State University, Long Beach, and the University of California, Riverside. After earning his degrees, he began his teaching career in Blythe, California in 1963. He then moved to Lake Elsinore in 1964, where he taught and lived for the remainder of his life. Raymond was the first in his family to graduate from high school and college and to serve in the military. As the eldest male in the family, he set a new standard of expectations for his younger siblings to follow. All of his siblings throughout his life praised him for his accomplishments and acknowledged his hard work, determination, and perseverance for being the first in his family. Raymond passed away on October 6, 2017 in Lake Elsinore of natural causes. He is buried at the Riverside National Cemetery. Today, we at Sherman Indian High School honor and show him great respect for his service. His daughter, Helen Bonner, gave us great information about his enlistment and his personal history. He will always be remembered and be shown gratitude for his service. Ahe, Raymond Leon Corral.